You're playing with Candy from voicelikecandy.com.
So, you're my next patient. All right, let's make this fast. I have 4 other appointments today and I'm running late. Let's see what you're working with. Don't waste my time, pal. I've seen it all before. Little ones, crooked ones, limp ones. You're just the next loser in a long line of them. Let me guess. You can't get your wife pregnant, and you think you might be the problem. Typical. Come on, pants down. Don't waste my time. I swear, if I have to tell one more limp dick husband that he needs to stop wearing his underwear too tight, I'm gonna quit this job and... What the fuck? How are you even walking around with that pair of big fat horse balls? Oh my God. Each one is the size of a fucking cantaloupe. I know that as a medical professional, I should use more clinical terms, but this is the first time I've ever seen anything this huge. What's that? You haven't busted a nut in 2 weeks? You've been saving it up just for me? Well, that explains it. You're not really here for medical advice, are you? You just want a hot female doctor to blow your load in. Don't worry. I'm not mad. The truth is, with the amount of losers and premature ejaculating, infertile cucks I treat here on a daily basis, I've been craving a real man. Don't move. I have to get a closer look. Oh my God. Each one is bigger than both of my fists put together. These baby makers put other men to shame. Fuck, they feel so heavy in my hands, filling up my palm. You must have one big backed up load in there. And the smell is so strong, too. Most guys who come in here barely have any male scent, but your huge sweaty balls have such an amazing nut stink. I have to rub my face in them. Fuck. God, I love this animalistic musk. Most of the premature ejaculating, infertile jerk-offs I see at this clinic make my pussy dry up with disgust. They're not packing anything close to this big pair of baby makers. Fuck. I need to suck them. Your masculine breeding presence is just too intense. Even though I'm a respected physician in the field of reproductive medicine, those big, fat bull nuts are making me weak in the knees. I just want to suck your balls like a stupid whore. I can't believe I'm doing this. I graduated first in my class. I'm an educated, professional woman. But you've turned me into a nasty, ball-sucking bitch. You're leaking. Even your pre-cum is super thick. Thicker than most men's ejaculate. I just know it's loaded with virile, impregnating sperm that would knock any woman up in a second. And that turns me on so much. Please, I need to drink your semen. I know you must come like a bull. So I'm begging you, forget that I'm the doctor. Forget the pinstriped skirt and the jacket and the glasses. Just feed me. I need you to fuck my mouth like an animal. Bang those huge balls off my chin. Grab me by the hair. Feed your long, thick, smooth cock down my throat. And dump your backed up, chunky load into my stomach as if you were pissing into a toilet. Oh, my God. Oh my god, you came so much, but it's so fucking thick. You filled up my mouth too. I had to chew to swallow those big lumpy cum wads. Oh, you're so amazing. Please, I can't let it end here. You're so superior to every other man. The size of your balls and the thickness of your sperm have driven me into a reproductive frenzy. I can feel my womb aching to have your child. I'm begging you, let me be your breeding bitch. I'll put together a harem just for you. Every woman I know, we'll just be a bunch of cum dumps for your huge loads. Oh, we won't be able to resist. We'll give up our jobs, our relationships, and our self-respect so we can kneel in front of you and suck your huge balls like you're a god. Oh, I'm getting wet right now just thinking about you using me with all my friends like we're nothing but subhuman baby factories. Oh, just looking at your fat nutsack makes me want to get down on all fours and let you treat me like a dog. Oh, you can take my medical degree, my diploma, everything I own, and just throw it in the trash. Just make me your barefoot breeding sow. Oh, God, me and all my friends. You can bust a huge nut all over my huge pregnant belly and then tell me to get in the kitchen and make you a sandwich. That's what a breeder like you deserves. Me and my high-class friends using our knocked-up bellies to jerk off your big cock and massage your balls. Oh, just imagine it. A harem of successful, career-driven women, totally submissive to you. Competing to see who will be the first to drop out your kid. Competing to see who can swallow the most sperm. Oh, we won't even need to eat normal food anymore. You'll be feeding us such huge, thick loads. Oh, God, it sounds so nice. Looking at your massive, oversized cum tanks makes me want to quit my job right now and live the rest of my life as your personal ball sucker. Oh. I can already imagine giving birth to your kids, letting them suck my huge tits dry, getting pregnant and giving birth as many times as you like. Oh, and eating your cum, choking on your cock, bending over for you like the knocked up piece of shit I am anytime you want to use my baby bag to take another super thick load. Oh, I just want you to use me. Use me as a breeding toilet. Me and every woman I know. The only thing we're good for is sucking on your big fucking balls. Is it okay if I call you God? It just doesn't feel right to use your name. That would be too much like us being equals. I'll call you God, and you can call me and my hot best friend cunt, whore, and stupid bitch while we clean the sweat off your balls with our tongues. I'll even sleep with your nuts on my face. I don't care. Just looking at that big, smooth nutsack makes me so wet. Oh, my entire life up to this point seems like a waste. I could have been sucking and licking and grinding my wet pussy on your balls this whole time. Oh, it's not fair that I only just met you. Now I know what I've been missing. A breeder. An alpha stud who could feed me cum until I'm fit to burst. God, I can feel your huge load in my stomach. You totally filled me up. I already feel like I'm pregnant and you haven't even fucked me yet. Oh, those big fat swimmers of yours are wiggling around in my belly, looking for eggs to rip apart and breed. I want it in my pussy, okay? Just throw me up on this exam table and fuck the shit out of me. And don't worry if I'm comfortable or not. As soon as I saw those monster cum tanks of yours, I knew what I wanted would never matter again. Ugh. Whoa! Fuck! Oh, I'm so wet. Just being in the same room with a breeding stud like you has my pussy totally soaked. Go ahead, pin my knees back against my shoulders and fuck me like an animal. Oh, I don't want to have any romantic lovey-dovey sex. I want to have breeding sex. I want you to use me like my only purpose is to pop out your kids. Oh, God, use me as a breeding factory. Just think of me naked and barefoot, sucking your dick and licking your balls, breastfeeding a pair of twins while I kneel in front of you, already pregnant again and swollen with a big, degrading baby cut that makes me look like nothing but a breeding whore. I want that life so bad. Pump me full of your thick fucking load. Knock me up. Me and all my friends will be your breeders. A harem of stupid whores who just want to suck your balls. Fuck. I can feel it inside me. You're pumping me full of so much fucking cum. Yes. That was amazing. There's so much leaking out of me. But it's still taking a long time because it's so thick. I'm pregnant for sure. I'm going to have your baby. You've turned me from a no-nonsense professional woman into a knocked-up, ball-sucking piece of shit. And it feels so good. You know, my younger sister is coming to town soon. She's in law school. But I know she'd be much happier dropping out and sucking your balls instead. Can we suck you together, God? Please? We'll suck you and clean your body with our tongues and have your babies. Please, keep us barefoot and pregnant. Yeah. Feed that half-hard cock into my mouth and let me suck the leftover cum out of your urethra. God, it tastes so good. I swear, I'll be a good breeding bitch for you.